one of the country's finest tower house castles is to reopen to the public after a decade of extensive restoration and renovation. Barry's Court Castle in East Cork was once the seat of the Anglo-Norman de Barry family and dates from the 16th century. Shane Murphy is the District Works Manager with the OPW and he's on the line. Shane, thank you very much for talking to us today. Now, Barry's Court, I was looking at the pictures. It's a fantastic looking castle, but it's not that well known.
Yeah, Rachel, I suppose the castle, because it's been closed for a number of years and before that, it probably wasn't well visited. But we're hoping now that once we open this Saturday to the public again, that the public will come back in their droves to see this fantastic monument in East Cork.
If you were to describe it, how would you describe Barry's Court?
So I suppose it's a tower house. It's 16th century tower house, and it's got four towers. Four levels and interior and the interior, and it's got this fantastic bawn all around. So you've got bawn towers, an internal herb and knot garden, a fantastic orchard. Then to the north of the castle, and it's just the pure scale of the castle is what blows people away when they arrive on site.
Can you give us an idea of the sort of work that's been going on over the past few years to restore the castle?
Absolutely. So the conservation project started with us in 2016 due to failures in the electrical systems internally. So this was caused by an awful lot of water ingress penetration. To mitigate that further water penetration, we instigated a program of repointing and grouting. This was undertaken on the west elevation to start with, which was the worst elevation. But it became apparent that further measures were then needed. And we continued on then with that repointing and grouting program on every elevation of the castle. And even the scaffolding to carry out that work was done internally by our own OPW advanced scaffolders. And that was a project in itself. So from there, I mean, we injected liquid grout into voids in the castle walls, and as well as that, we would have replaced and remade all of the non-historic drip stones, and our apprentice and craft stone cutters from Mallow National Monuments District would have carried out that work. The wall walks then were all leaded. This allowed water to be carried away from the building at roof level. And I suppose that was a necessary precursor to the interior restoration project. We had to dry out the castle first before we could do the internal works. And those works then, you know, they involved the careful relifting and reinstatement of the stone floors to facilitate the installation of underfloor heating, carefully finding routes for all of our electrical cables and pipework. This was also undertaken by our own craft stonemasons. Once that work then was completed, repairs were carried out to all the internal walls to bring them back to their original condition. I suppose the big thing, Rachel, then over the period of time, we faced a number of challenges. We had the COVID-19 shutdown. And we also had to tailor our project around the presence of a number of species of bats in the castle.
Of course, sir. What's a castle without a few bats?
Did they cause
you difficulties?
Not so much, a little bit. I mean, we had a derogation license to carry out our work because they're obviously a protected species. Mm. So it just restricted our program of works, particularly during their roost maternity seasons, which are May to September of each year. And in specific areas in the castle then, we couldn't carry out nearly any works in those areas during those periods. So, we had certain obstacles, but look, we're delighted to have the project finished and to be able to celebrate it now with the official opening today.
I'd say you are all right. When will it be open to the rest of us?
So this Saturday coming, the 26th, is when the public will be invited back in to experience Barry's Court again. So there'll be guided tours from the first level up. The ground floor will be accessed to all, where there'll be a lovely exhibition showing the history of the castle and the works we completed.
Well, the best of luck with it. And thank you very much indeed for talking to us this afternoon. Shane Murphy there, who's the District Works Manager with the OPW.